Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Face Your Fears is back on the Chris Moyle Show tomorrow morning. Find out tomorrow if Dom went through with it and the thing he hates the most, jumping out of a plane. We don't even know whether he's done it or not, do we?
No.
Find out tomorrow morning on the Chris Moyle Show.
I keep trying to find out from Matt Fincham and he's not telling me.
I know.
He says, listen tomorrow.
Oh, thanks, Matt. Now, we're not doing Face Your Fears this week. We're doing a little twist on it.
Face your...
fantasy. A bit similar there. Now, we are all doing each other's fantasies. We put all of our fantasies into a hat and picked one out, and whichever one we picked out, we had to do. Mm. I got Becky's one, which was?
Be Kate Middleton for the day, an actual duchess.
What a lot of fun that's been.
It was brilliant.
I've been spending the day as Kate Middleton, the Duchess of Cambridge.
I don't know why you're annoyed. It would be amazing.
It was awful.
So many girls would want that.
More on this after 4:30. Poor Chris is not having the best week, are you, Chris? Underwear'd, de-underwear'd by Westwood on Tuesday. And today I took Chris to a new sandwich shop, because he always goes to the same one, near Radio 1, and got really stressed out.
This
really
is true.
Stressed.
Well, it's just, it's so much more complicated than I'm used to.
Right, why?
Well, everywhere else I go, it's like Greg's. You go in, you get your sandwich, you get your pasty, and you're out. You know what I mean? You just hand over the money, you get your thing, and you're off.
Yeah, you order it, they make it, you pay, you go.
But those ones where you get your big long ones from, you have to make a selection of what vegetables you want in that shop.
Yeah, but it's not that. This one is really complicated. You'll know the one I'm talking about. It's got two separate counters. You don't know which counter to go to. And then once you've made your order, they give you a random number and go like, 23.
And just leave you standing there.
And then what do I do next? And then you've got to remember the number. You forgot the number.
I didn't know the number. And I had to ask them, they just give you a number. And I was like, well, what do you want me to do now?
And then what happened?
And then, so I got moved on to another counter to pay.
This is different to the two counters they've got already.
I know the exact one you mean, because if you want a baked potato and you're at the salad counter,
Oh,
well,
that
trouble.
Happened as well.
They
got
don't
moved
like
on
that.
From the first counter there, so then I'm at the paying counter.
Yeah, with your number.
Give them the number, pay, and then they say, and then I just stood there waiting for the food. No, I got moved on to another counter to go collect the thing.
Yeah.
And then collected it, and then stood there as if, like, am I allowed to go now?
Yeah. You have paid.
I'd paid.
We thought there might be a password to get out. It was we actually said to him, what's
or a
the password?
Code number or something like that.
Shazam! Before they let you out.
Yeah, we said that as a joke.
And then,
walked out with the food, and then someone came chasing after me, tapped me on the shoulder, and accused me of shoplifting. It's the most complicated lunch I've ever had.
He's like, "Have you paid?" He's like, "Yes, I've been to all 10 of your counters. It's fine."
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Face your
fantasy. Now, we don't appear to be facing our own fantasies. We seem to be facing each other's, which is making it strange. So, out of the hat yesterday, I picked Becky's fantasy, which was what?
To be Kate Middleton for the day.
Yeah.
To live like a duchess.
Joy.
I was really excited, and then you picked it out.
So,
I was expecting like a big blow dry, like some really nice makeup, just walk around meeting and greeting. Why do you always laugh when I say that?
I don't know. Anyway, here's what happened when I came into Radio 1 earlier.
Hi, Scott.
Hi.
So today, you're going to be doing my fantasy of being Kate Middleton, Duchess of Cambridge for the day.
Brilliant.
Are you excited?
No.
I am so jealous of what you're about to go through.
Good. Sound annoyed, don't I?
Just a little bit. Yeah. I was actually a bit worried about you.
I wasn't enjoying this.
You texted me on the way in going, it's going to be awful. I was like, no, it's going to be amazing. It's nothing that I wouldn't
do. It's your fantasy, not mine.
I know.
So great. So I'm in the studio.
So I think the number one thing, what I would like about being a duchess, is getting all the body treatments and stuff. So obviously you'll be wearing really lush dress later, so we need to make sure that your legs are perfect for today.
So you are going to wax my legs?
Yeah.
But I thought you
can't be a hairy duchess.
I thought you were
Why would anyone want that? Your public will be like, ew.
Yes, but I thought you would have like the official royal leg waxer in. Then listen who turns up.
So I've got Dev here to wax you. I'm not sure that Dev, you're not the official waxer to the Duchess, are you?
No. If I'm honest, I've never done it before as well.
Brilliant. So Dev, who has never waxed anyone before, is doing it. I hate this.
Here we go. Never done this before. All right, cool. Go on, put your leg up. Let me shine.
Get like you're shaking.
Oh, no.
There we are. Get that nice. And there.
Oh,
and do the other side as well.
Yeah, oh my god, you're doing two strips at once.
Are you
Dev?
Only supposed to do one?
Oh, you've done it.
It's
now.
Already
stop
on there
on.
Now. Sorry, Scott. Just gonna do it really quickly, alright?
No, the other way, Dev.
Genuinely shake it.
On the bottom up.
Alright,
yeah.
Okay, I'm glad you called me that. Ready? Nice deep breath, Scott. Ready? 3, 2, try! Ow!
Gross. Look at that.
Don't laugh.
If you've
never had your legs waxed before, it really hurts.
No, but a real Duchess would have just gone.
Well, I didn't.
Like a really ladylike.
Look how lovely and smooth it is, Scott. Look. All right, you ready for the other one? Ready? 3, 2.
Oh! This is really not fun.
Oh, there's a bit of skin in that one.
Listen to all the noises I make. Hours of fun.
That was a nice relaxing treatment and I can't believe you got it and I didn't.
Does this sound relaxing to you? No.
It sounds like a weird mix of cows and birds.
Right, so my legs are waxed and I really do feel like Kate Middleton at this stage, limping around the office with bleeding legs. And then tell everyone what you did.
Well, I put you into... Oh, no, what did I do for... I put your makeup on.
Yeah.
Because she's famous for the eyeliner. Yep. You needed to have beautiful eyes.
And then?
I found you a really lush dress. Like, oh, it was really, like, cool because it had, like, pleats all down the front.
And then where do we go?
Out on the street to meet your people.
Yeah. So, here's...
This is the best bit about being a Duchess.
This is the awful. So, I am on the street, in a dress... In full makeup, looking more like Subo than Kate Middleton. And I get to meet the public. This is, you made me talk to people. What was the idea of that?
Just, that's what they do, isn't it? The royal family, just go out and meet people and kind of find out about their lives and spread happiness.
It was really windy.
Ah, my dress!
Right, there was a freak gust of wind there and that wasn't good.
I wasn't wearing the right pants.
No.
You should have told me.
It was a bit more Wagbo than Subo.
Definitely.
Chris pointed like out as you left the office, that didn't help. He was like, all right, Wagbo, good luck. It's like, he's the Duchess of Cambridge.
It's awful. So here's me meeting my public.
Hello, would you like to meet me?
Hey, no, I'm just visiting things.
No, she didn't want in at all there.
Hello, would you like to meet me?
No, not really, not now, I'm in a hurry.
No, but I'm the Duchess of Cambridge.
Oh, God.
Hello. I'm the Duchess of Cambridge.
Hello.
Would you like to meet me?
Not right now because my baby's crying, I'm sorry.
Okay. Goodbye.
I don't think Kate would say, would you like to meet me?
Well, what would she say? I didn't know
she'd
what
just
to say.
Say hello. Also, and then she'd obviously kiss the baby or like make the baby better.
Well, you were causing babies to cry, weren't you? I mean, one look at you and that baby was in tears.
This is the best one.
Would you like to meet me?
No, thanks.
At least he's honest.
No, thanks.
Can we have a picture?
Do you want a picture of me?
Yeah.
Is that because I'm Kate Middleton?
No.
Why?
Because you're Scott Mills.
No, I'm the Duchess of Cambridge.
You're Scott Mills?
Oh, rubbish. I kind of look much like Kate.
You're in a dress, Scott.
Hello. Oh, no, the taxi's stopping. No, I'm just waving to my people. Sorry.
I inadvertently hailed a cab whilst doing my royal wave. There was also quite a good point. I think we've got a picture of this where one of those London tour buses, the open top tour buses, went by, and I had to do once again the royal wave at them. So yeah, what a brilliant day as Kate Middleton. Thank you so much. I've really enjoyed your fantasy.
Face.
Do you know what? It must be really lonely being Kate Middleton. Do you know why?
Why?
Because no one wants to talk to you. No, like, no one stops and says anything.
Hello, would you like to meet me?
Hey, no, I'm just visiting things.
Would you like to meet me?
No, thanks.
Hello. Would you like to meet me?
No, not really. Not now. I'm in a hurry.
Oh, but I'm the Duchess of Cambridge.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So I have to face Becky's fancy today, not mine. And that was to be K-Mid for the day. Kate Middleton. And what a lovely day I had, as you can hear.
You had a brilliant day.
As the hairy duchess.
You had some relaxing beauty treatments to start off with.
Yeah.
And then you did a walkabout.
And then what was the next part?
You did the walkabout. Mm-hmm. And then what else does the duchess do? She finishes the day with a delightful banquet.
Yes, that's right. So here's me booking in a posh banquet for me and my husband. By the way, lots of people are saying that sounds like Vernon Kay, who ignored me on the street.
Would you like to meet me?
No, thanks.
It's not. That wasn't Vernon.
It is.
It's not. So anyway, would Kate Middleton do this herself, do you think, or would the people to do it for her?
No, she's
do it herself.
Keeping it real.
All right, so here's me booking a banquet for me and my husband, Prince William, on our state visit to Chorley.
Hello, good day.
Hello, I'd like to book a table for this evening, please.
Well, you just call it. We're only a cafe.
I know, but we are... See, it's... Let me explain.
Let me get a second. Okay. I'll just turn the radio down a bit.
Thank you. Is he listening to Christmas music?
Right, I can hear you now.
Yeah, if I can just explain. I'm the Duchess of Cambridge.
Right.
And I need to book a table tomorrow for me and my husband, the Duke.
Right.
I mean, would 4 be okay?
At 4 o'clock?
Yeah, do you have any availability then?
Yeah, you do know what sort of establishment we are, though, don't you? We're not a restaurant at all.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday, it was quite a special day for us. It was our 2-month anniversary of our wedding.
Right.
You might have seen it on TV, actually. There's a few clips on the news.
Right.
Do you do anything special for anniversaries?
We don't do anything at that time.
What I particularly like is if someone could dim the lights and bring some kind of cake and maybe people could sing.
We do flapjack. Can I have a piece of flapjack?
Can I... What, you do anniversary royal flapjacks?
Yeah, we'll pipe something on.
Oh, would you? Thank you. Could you not tell the paparazzi because we had a terrible palaver outside Wimpy last week?
Yeah.
So it turned out all right in the end, didn't it? I mean, the walkabout was awful, like the makeup and the dress, but that's brilliant. And if you are a duchess, you can get anything piped on your flapjack.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
So after 5 o'clock tonight on this show, Chris here will be eating sushi off of Becky. Right, where are we going to do this, please?
Well, I thought I'd just lie across the back.
Oh, we're on the table at that, there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Next to the mixing desk.
Looking forward to this, Chris?
Yeah, it's going to be good, yeah.
So Becky is your plate. You're playing the part of a plate this afternoon.
Yep.
Can I ask, which bits are you going to be putting the sushi on?
I'll just put it on my chest.
Okay, cool.
Who's this good for, by the way? Is this really what
me.
You want? This is your fantasy?
Oh, no, here's the thing. Can I point out, this isn't at all my fantasy, but I thought we were all doing joke ones, so I put in this joke one, and then you two put in really serious ones. So it is a joke. Let's not let this get weird. Like, we've got to work together every day. I really do not ever want to eat sushi off of you. It was a joke, all right?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
It's Mel.
Hey, Mel, what's going on?
Hey, I think that Joe Jonas song might have been about me.
The song that he did yesterday with the real-life stories?
When he mentioned painting with boobies.
Yeah. What? Did you fall for a sexy robot? Have you ever farted on men for money?
No, but I do paint with my boobs.
Oh, you're the one that paints with your boobs.
I do, yeah.
I was about to ask you if you're so fat that you broke 6 toilets.
That's awful.
Well, that was another one of the headlines. So this bit in the song is about you.
I paint with my boobies.
Explain, please.
Okay, well, what it was, for breast cancer awareness, me and my colleagues thought it would be a good idea to paint with our boobs because we work in a pottery painting studio.
Okay, and that article in, was it Love It magazine, was about you?
Love It, yeah.
So it was actually like for breast cancer awareness, but they blew it up into this big I paint with my boobies headline.
Yeah, basically, we made it look like weirdos and we're actually doing it for charity.
Right, okay. You must have been so proud when you saw that in the shop.
Oh, yeah, I avoided it at all costs.
Have you still got loads of copies? Yeah, that's me. I paint with my boobies.
We actually have a laminated one in our studio at the minute.
Incredible. That, I would do exactly the same. If I painted with my boobs, I would have it laminated.
And now you've got an actual song about it as well.
I know, yeah. Joe Jonas has sung about me now.
Yes. So
I paint with my boobies.
Is your life pretty much complete?
It really is. I'm so happy.
Thought so. Love you, bye. Radio 1 Podcasts. Home time on Thursday with Mills. Clue you the music. It's time for Dear Scott. Posh Radio 4 lady, with the stuff that you've been saying to us this week. Ah, so relaxing. Got anything you want to say? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. It's my email.
Dear Scott, the one that doesn't speak, Becala, Chris, and the PR4L, and anyone else you've added to your ever-expanding show. I work at a well-known coffee shop. You know the green one that has that weird lady as a symbol? The one that rhymes with Smartux. That's right, Starbucks.
Oh.
Anyway, I can't say the drink name Americano without doing it in a Somerset accent.
Why? Americano.
Well, I am from Somerset, so if I say it, it's just going to be Americano, isn't it?
Americano.
No. What? It's not there, is it?
This is because of when Becky did a chart rundown in her saucy West Country accent a while ago and said, "We no speak Americano." I get a lot of odd looks when saying it to fellow employees and to customers, prompting one lady to say, "Thank you, me lover."
Oh, so every time someone orders an Americano, you do it like that?
I would also like to point out that when on the bus to work, I listen to your podcast and almost every time laugh at random points in the journey. This normally isn't bad, but when an elderly lady is running for the bus and doesn't make it, people assume that me laughing is at her and I'm then hated for the rest of my journey. You're my actual favourite. Love you. Graham, 17 and 11 months and 3 weeks and 4 days. Edinburgh.
I like the accuracy there. Thank you, Graham. Actually, somebody else called Michael was on earlier saying, "Great," when we were doing the Kate Middleton stuff. "Now the old lady on the bus thinks I'm laughing at her because I got my headphones in listening to your show." That does happen. Sometimes, especially if you're in a car, like maybe in a traffic queue and there's people either side of you, if you're laughing and looking, it looks like you're laughing at them. It's a dangerous thing sometimes, this show.
Dear Scott, everybody there, but particularly Becky, because she's my favourite. Smiley. Whilst reading a gossip mag today, I read an article about a lady who thought various celebs were plotting against her, and I couldn't help but think of you at one of the examples she gave. I've enclosed the part I'm talking about in this email. Thank you for making an amazing show. You're all awesome, Smiley.
Okay, let's hear that.
Hey, bye. Yodel-hee-hoo. Wanted to see what the PR4L sounds like yodeling. Love from Jessie Rose, X. P.S. Here's the bit.
Okay, cool.
I became obsessed with trying to decode the hidden meanings in song lyrics. On one occasion, Rachel Stevens' Sweet Dreams My LAX came on the radio and I totally freaked out. There's a line in it. "If I were you, I'd whisper before you shout." Which I took to mean I was about to be framed for a horrific crime. In my head, Rachel's entire career had been masterminded by terrorists who were using her to send me sinister messages.
Rachel Stevens is not being used by terrorists. That is mad.
I can't think what the other ones were.
I love those magazines sometimes, so much. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, TOTDS, and the PR4L. I was recently listening to Cher Lloyd's new song and wanted to know if it's just me who thinks that the chorus has exactly the same tune as the song Smelly Cat, the version where Phoebe has a music video for it, off of Friends, winking smiley. Just wanted your opinion on the matter. Ollie.
OK, Ollie, that's never really crossed my mind, but first let's hear Cher Lloyd.
Swagger Jagger, you should get some of your own. Count the money, get your game up, get your game up.
And now, Smelly Cat.
Smelly cat, smelly cat, what are they feeding you?
Oh, God.
Smelly cat, smelly cat, it's not your fault. Swagger Jagger,
oh, good.
You should get some of your own.
Right, that's... I'm always going to think of that now, aren't I? Oh, rubbish. This is why I love Dear Scott. Stuff that you just would never think of. Next, please.
I only just emailed you about Jeremy Kyle or something while I was catching up on your podcasts. Just listen to the one about beating the rush. Well, back in the summer of 09, I'll never forget when my mum made us leave the Take That concert 20 whole minutes before it was due to finish, just to beat the stupid rush.
Yeah, this is on a previous show. We were talking about how sometimes beating the rush is great and sometimes not so much. Was it you that beat the rush a lot?
I love it, but yeah. Chris hates it.
Yeah.
Chris thinks it's... What was it? You hate...
I'm morally against it, yeah.
Yeah, why?
Well, there's several reasons, but you just shouldn't... You should wait to the end of the game before you leave. That's the beating the rush that I hate.
He hates it at football.
Yeah.
We were sitting in the car when we heard all the big fireworks going off and everything. We missed the whole finale. This ruined the whole circus experience for me. So gutted. And even the oversized metal elephant doesn't make up for missing the finale. Love you, Lauren.
Yeah, that finale, Lauren, was something else. Honestly, probably the best finale I've ever seen at a gig. Ever.
It's on the DVD, isn't
it? And you've missed it. No, they don't put the finale on there.
Do they not?
She'll never see it. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts. Face. So, this week on the Chris Moore Show, they're doing Face Your Fears. We've twisted it up a bit, and we're doing Face Your Fantasy, where we get to do our fantasies, only it's not us doing them. We put them all in a hat yesterday, and we all got everyone else's. So, today, Chris is performing my fantasy, which actually isn't my fantasy, everybody, and that is eating sushi off of Becky. This is actually happening right now on Radio 1. We are filming this. Is the camera working? Amazing. We'll get it on the website soon. The live cam's broken at the moment. It's not very well. So, Becky is now lying on the desk behind me. How you doing, my darling?
I feel weird.
Open your eyes. It's all fine.
I can't look. I don't like it.
Why?
So I feel a bit weird just lying here waiting for Chris.
How's you, Chris?
I feel a bit weird as well, if I'm honest. I think this is all a little bit too close.
I like it. So... Chris is going to eat the sushi off of Becky's chest. So,
do you want to put the sushi on, Scott? Or...
I would like that very much.
Get him involved.
I'm going to put the sushi on.
No, why are you getting involved?
Now, I have popped it in the fridge for a while.
Oh, no.
So it is quite cold. Oh, it is cold. You ready? Now, let me know. Where on the chest do you want it there?
Just anywhere.
All right. Okay, go on. Oh, it's fallen off.
Put it in the middle.
Kind of there.
Okay. Oh,
okay,
no.
It's a nice little roll there. Oh, that cold?
Not too much.
Yeah. How much do you want? Are you hungry?
Just do... two will do.
Two or three?
Two.
There we are. Oh, stop moving. Stop laughing. It keeps falling off.
It's got my hair.
Oh, you've got seeds in your hair now. Oh, this is more difficult than it looks, everyone. If you're actually trying to... Maybe try this at home tonight, trying to eat sushi or somebody. It's not actually that easy. It's mostly going in your hair now. All right, Chris, if you just... go for it.
You've made a right mess of this.
Got a video camera on this.
What's the rules with this? Is it hands or no hands?
No hands.
I don't okay. want it to
That's
happen.
A big bit of sushi.
Okay, close your eyes, Becky. It's all fine.
I can't look.
Close your eyes.
I don't want it to happen.
Okay, and go. Keep eating it. Ah, spat some out. Gross. Next bit, Chris. Move in.
I don't like it.
Okay, there's very close now. They're very close.
I feel a bit sick.
It's all kind of just
I feel a bit sick.
It's fine. Don't
don't you dare throw up on me, Chris.
That would be awful. That would be a repeat
Chris,
of Tuesday.
I feel a bit sick.
No, you're not feeling sick.
Chris, seriously.
Just ride it.
Chris.
No, I don't mean ride it. I mean, like, just ride the sickness.
Chris.
I'm going in.
This is brilliant. Okay. Is everyone all right? Becky?
Scott, I need the bin.
Okay, good. Well, I think everyone that went really well.
That was horrific.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Oh, I should have put that music on. I forgot. Is there any more?
I can get that one last bit if you want me to mop up.
Yeah, do it.
Don't. Please don't. It tickles.
One more bit. Go on, just that little bit of rice.
I'm going in.
Well, that was brilliant. There we are. That was Chris facing my fantasy, which actually isn't my fantasy at all. Oh, I'm exhausted. The video will be on the website just as soon as we can get it. Are you high-fiving her after eating sushi off her?
Face. Your.
Radio 1. Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now, do we know on Face Your Fears on Chris Moore's show, has Dom jumped out of the aeroplane yet or not? Do we know?
No.
We still don't know. Listen, tomorrow morning from 6:30, Dom is supposed to be jumping out of a plane today. That's his fear. We twisted it and we're doing Face Your Fantasies on this show this week. And part of this was to be Kate Middleton for the day. That was Becky's fantasy, which I end up getting. Obviously, my fantasy was to eat sushi off Becky. Not really. And Chris got that one. So tomorrow, oh, you've got to go on a date with Pixie Lott tomorrow. That was Chris's one.
I know, I'm excited about that. Did she know about
that?
No,
we haven't even contacted her yet.
Oh.
We've got to sort out that and the men's semis joke. Oh, God. Anyway, so I was Kate Middleton for the day. And part of this was getting my legs waxed by Dev off of Radio 1. Apparently, K-Mid goes to him all the time. And it sounded like this. Ow! I didn't notice it at the time, but actually, I'm quite musical when having my legs waxed.
Are you?
Yeah. Check this. I shouted out the Coronation Street theme and this. See what I mean? It's good, isn't it?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
And now it's time for Dear Scott, Posh Radio 4 Lady, reading out the words that you have been sending to us on an email. Would you like to join in? Send a message to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Moist. Condiments. Chocolate. Grind. Nougat. These are all of my least favourite words. I wanted to see if the PR4L made them sound any better. Loads of love, Daniel, off of Berkshire, where the Queen lives, and Chris Tarrant, ex.
I wasn't expecting that. Let's see if this makes it any better.
My mind's telling me no. But my body's telling me yes. Baby, I don't want to hurt nobody.
Moist.
But there is something that I
condiments
must confess.
Chocolate. Grind. Nougat.
I think they sound a lot better, actually, with PR4L. Thanks very much for that. Next.
Dear Scott and crew, is it normal for men to urinate into plastic bottles at open-air festivals, then throw them into the unsuspecting crowd in front of them? Me and my missus watched this happening last night at the Kings of Leon concert. Lots. Every wet hit, we cringed with fear as we were showered by wet cups of something from behind. Anyway, having come into the office this morning to speak with the younger members of the office about our appalling experiences, they seem to suggest that this is quite normal.
Yeah.
Should this be expected at open-air festivals? Is Glastonbury the mecca for urine-throwing? Loving the show, kind regards, Wesley Fox, off of Bishop Stortford.
I think probably Download is the one where the most wee gets thrown. There's been wee at Reading and Leeds, let's not forget that Daphne and Celeste gig.
What were they doing?
They were on at Reading and Leeds years ago.
Oh, I thought you meant that they were weeing into cups and throwing it around.
No, people were weeing into bottles and throwing it at them. So yeah, it's quite normal.
I think girls should be allowed to do it too, though. I don't think it's fair that it's only boys.
How are they going to do that?
I tell you what, if you weed in a cup and threw it at me, I would wee in a cup and throw it back at you.
Would you?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
We should test this out.
God, who invited him?
Seriously, like, this show is mental enough this week without... We don't need to do that. Move on.
Hi, all. PR4L in particular. Grr.
Okay, she's getting a lot of fans at the moment, the PR4L. People love her.
I think I know what Becky looks like, but I'm not completely sure. And I don't want to Google her because that ruins the idea in my head I have of her. Plus, she may not even be on Google. Other search engines are available. In my head, she looks like the ginger girl off of Corrie. No, not Fizz, but Ashley Peacock's wife slash widow. Is there any truth in this? Many thanks. Ryan, aged 19 and 3 months, off of Widnes.
That could have gone really wrong there. That's a bit like Fizz. Well, Fizz, don't get me wrong, is a very attractive girl. So, do you look like her?
Is it Claire he's talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't see it. Do you see it? One that doesn't speak?
No, she doesn't, so don't Google her. If that's what you're expecting, it's nothing like it.
What do you think, Chris?
No, I don't. I don't think you look like...
Who does she look more like?
Claire, but I'm trying to think what I would imagine you look like if I'd never met you. I'm not sure. Who do you think you look like, Scott? If no one...
Ellen DeGeneres.
No, but if no...
Oh, what do you think? What do I think Becky would look like if I had met her? Yeah. Camilla Parker Bowles.
Yeah.
Do you know what, I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was making some beats the other day, and I was wondering, considering Becky's great rapping skills, whether she could make a little improvised rap for my track. It doesn't have to be too long. Thanks, Smiley. Charles, off of Eastleigh.
I like it. Oh, Eastleigh. Big up Eastleigh Massive. Ball. Pow, 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 pow. Charles.
There you go, though. Charles, you got it. Charles. Scott did it for you.
There's no one called Charles in Eastleigh. Hello. They're all called Darren in Eastleigh. Add Scott. Go on, then. Make it up. Charles has got a new track. He wants you to rap on it.
What, now?
Yeah, spit some rhymes.
Okay.
Go.
I'm no good at this. Ask someone else next time. Ball. I'm not any good at rap.
Come
I can
on.
Rap other people's, but I can't
step
rap
up to it. Feel the beat.
Yeah, I got the beat off the one that doesn't speak, but I'm not funny in like real life. Chris, go.
You gotta go, like, give me the beat.
Okay, just
Chris
one
is gonna do it.
Just one of us should do the beat. Okay.
It's gotta be like, my name's Becky, I am ready, dropping some bombs on Radio 1. That kind of thing.
Pow, 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 pow.
Pow, pow, brap, brap.
Okay.
Go.
My name's Becky and I am ready, dropping some bombs on Radio 1.
Well, I was expecting more from you, to be honest.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.